It was just around here, where the just by the church, and there's a small gathering, even though it's fairly heavily populated around here. There's a small gathering of trees, and what apparently happened is that this woodcock doing this particular flight motion is referred to as roding. And roding is a very unusual thing. It happens around the springtime periods or mating season, although that could be argued, but generally speaking it does happen around that period. We see a kind of undulating type of flight pattern from the woodcock. And woodcock's generally quite, it's a heavily hunted bird. Even though it's a wader, it's quite a heavily hunted bird. And over the years, it's just really moved itself into, away from situations like this, which is water situations, into these kind of wooded areas. You know, it's a small bird, it's a small wading bird. It looks very like a snipe, it's very long beak. Its belly and winged area, when it's closed in, would be the size of your fist. It's beautiful, speckled. It's probably one of the most camouflaged birds. I mean, you could be within a foot of a woodcock in a particular time of year, and all you could see, it's blackberry eye, you know, it has a real eye like a blackberry with a little glint off it that would make, you wouldn't even double take it most of the time. And looking at that, you would, you'd notice that it was just sitting there, and it's quite a timid bird too. This bird started to spread and started to infect people with radiation poisoning, because of, it was a time when no one would hunt the woodcock for fear of being contaminated by radioactivity. Chernobyl happened during the 1980s. There was a huge population of woodcock that were breeding in the vicinity of the area of Chernobyl. And what happened was that those birds went into migratory patterns. And when they went into the migratory pattern, they'd spread across Europe. So there was this historical period in the life of the woodcock where it was migrating, but it was migrating as a radioactive animal. And so, I mean, obviously when a bird is gamed, it's eaten. So one of the most interesting stories is where a woodcock was seen on the west coast of Ireland, an area of forest that we're heading to now. And there is a possibility of a sighting in this environment whereby we might see at dusk, and we're heading into that period now where it's usually at this time, the dusk time, that you pick up on woodcocks. They wouldn't be seen to do this flying, roding pattern during the daytimes. It would be much more... There have been very few sightings. I think you really have to sit and wait for long periods of time, but there is a general population. Let's go up and just see if we can find it now. What we'll do is we'll just walk forward now into this area. And it's dusk at the moment. Well, it's not dusk, it's maybe about an hour away from being dusk, and we'll just go in and try and position ourselves in a good spot to view these birds. We know woodcocks exist, that's an obvious thing, but whether a glowing woodcock exists is another thing. So I'm just quietly waiting here now. Fairly inconspicuous at this point. Just sitting down in the woods. There are definitely two lights. I can see two lights about halfway in, about 100 meters from me. Moving at all. You'd almost think it was a light in the distance, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was. If it just, I can just see around me, just to double check. No, it's in a very, it's certainly the way I came, so there was nothing lighting down that way, so. Peculiar light, colour light as well. It's a very soft bluey glow. Almost like a fluorescence of some sort. I can't focus using my binoculars. I don't know. They just don't work in this light, so. Oh, wait. Fluorescent light blue glow of them. And now they're both, one of them is starting to preen the other one. They're just sitting on a branch right in front of me. Well, with what I can see. Making quite a racket, and then I fell over and tripped. I hurt my arm, but I'm okay. But they flew away now. I think I've lost them.